from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I mean, that's Captain America status. I feel like he has every record, every Olympic record. Now we have to get him his fourth gold. That'd be the most as a men's player also. But, you know, he's a hard worker, man. You know, now that we're teammates, I get to see behind the scenes, and all he cares about is hoops. He loves it 24/7. That's all he does.
Devin Booker on Kevin Durant. Team USA cruises.
Yeah. No one shows up on a super team that doesn't need him like Kevin Durant.
Oh, listen to this guy.
Just saying.
Jeremy and Joe live from St. John Fisher, joined by Carl Jones, sports anchor and reporter for News 4 Buffalo, from Rochester to Buffalo, and now joining us on the airwaves, sitting right here at training camp. What's up, Carl?
Man, I'm grateful you guys got me on, man. I'm so happy to be here.
Happy to have you on. I mean, I'll wait to talk Syracuse. We'll wait. We'll do Bills first. We can do the Olympics too.
Get it out of the way now.
Out of the way. We got a lot. We got a long segment here, Joe. We could talk a lot of Syracuse. I don't know if you know this, Joe. We just had a Hall of Famer, a Pro Football Hall of Famer, go in. Dwight Freeney.
Right. Right.
More than just a basketball school this way.
That's right.
Right. Football school.
Who's the next one?
Might be a minute. might be a minute.
Might be a few minutes.
Aronde Gadsden. Aronde Gadsden Jr. Yeah, we'll see. Anyway, all right, we'll do that in a minute. Let's chat Bills if you want. All right, Mid-Olympics, I mean, the basketball team, are they going to be challenged?
They haven't shown any signs. I mean,
against South Sudan, and that's it.
There were pre-tournament games that were like, okay, it's a little off here, and then Olympics showed up, and they've been dominating.
Yeah, I mean, they dominated Serbia in the exhibition and pool play. They got them up next. And then on the other side, I know Germany's over there. They'll take on France, so it's going to be interesting.
France will be interesting. They'll make them play bigger, probably, with 2 7-footers, although Gobert didn't play yesterday. I'll say this about the Olympic basketball. I really thought Canada had the talent to push them, but two things happened to them. One, think Jamal Murray, their second-best player, showed up out of shape and couldn't play and was terrible. And two, they got the worst matchup imaginable because they have all guards, and they played France with Wembanyama.
Yeah.
That's a bad matchup when you're a small team. So I think that helped. You know, that was probably to me the team that could have pushed them a little.
I will say, though, I'm kind of mad that Devin Booker called Kevin Durant Captain America, because I was going with the look Captain America for LeBron. So I got a little hurt by that. I'm not going to lie.
That was trending the other day. Look Captain America.
I was going to say, like, I feel like if anybody gets that title, it's got to be LeBron. Right? Scoring title?
I think so.
But, I mean, Kevin Durant, what he's done for Team USA.
Sure.
I know LeBron has taken off a few Olympics because he's been battling injuries during those summers. But I give Kevin Durant his flowers. But I was upset that he gave him that title yesterday.
Okay, so on their basketball reference pages, there's no Captain America on Durant's like basketball reference page, but the I think it's the 13th nickname on LeBron's basketball reference page is Captain LaMerica.
I can rock with that.
Captain LaMerica.
That definitely flows.
Do you know the other ones?
The other 13
How many of
nicknames?
His nicknames do you know?
The Chosen One, King That's on James.
Here. Yep. LBJ is on here. That's almost cheating. It's just initials.
That's fine.
Right?
L-Train.
L-Train. That's like 8th on here. That's good. All right, here are the others. Bron.
Okay.
The Little Emperor.
Come on.
I've never heard
nah,
that
never
one.
Heard that one.
The Akron Hammer.
Yes.
Okay, and then Benjamin Buckets.
That's a stretch. I don't know if I heard that
I mean,
one.
It's just good.
Benjamin Buckets?
It's good, but yeah, all right. Anyway, Carl's from Cleveland. He's a Cavs fan.
Yep.
Cleveland everything. They going to get Ayuk or what?
Nah, I don't think they'll be able to pull it off. I think he wants to be a Steeler at his heart. I think he has an infatuation with Mike Tomlin for whatever the case may be. So I think if he doesn't stay in San Francisco, because I know they like to drag out their negotiations. They did the same thing with Debo, Fred Warner, George Kittle, Nick Bosa.
Trent Williams
yes,
doing that now.
He's holding out, yeah, holding in as well. Nick Bosa didn't get done until September. I remember that one 2 years ago, and that got really, really nasty. This one's a little bit more public than Ayuk was.
Yep.
I mean, Ayuk is currently. But if I had to guess right now, gun to my head, I would probably say he stays a 49er.
Do you think wow. if we were a year from right now that the Bills would be in on this? Because the cap situation is the cap. The team in transition, you know, there's a lot of other factors. There's context here. But do you think a year from now, I mean, that's tough because that's almost forecasting, like the receivers don't work out. But just if the cap were in a different spot, that the Bills would be on these calls?
I would say so. I think that he's a player who may not be top five-ish, but I've been a big Ayuk fan for the past 2 or 3 years or so. I know everyone talks about how they have the Avengers over there with Debo, Kittle, and Christian McCaffrey. But he's the one guy that I think makes it all work because he's the only one that really separates on third down, like the one-on-one guy. Put him on the line of scrimmage, X receiver, and go win. That's not Debo's strength. That's not George Kittle's strength. And I think that that type of receiver transcends any offense. And you put him in Buffalo right now. You put him on a line of scrimmage. I don't need motion. I don't need any gimmick to get you open. Hey, man, just go beat the guy across from you. He can do that. And I think that the Bills had that with Stephon Diggs. And whatever the case may be over the past, the last two seasons, tailed off in the back end of the year. But that's the type of guy, any offense in the league, he'll make it work.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a fan of his for a couple of years now. And anybody that does the separation, he does. He also, I saw someone point out that once Tomlin sees the cut-ups of Ayuk run blocking versus George Pickens run blocking, like, yeah. Get that guy over here right away.
Yeah.
And maybe try and get Pickens to block like Ayuk does, but whatever.
Also, Pittsburgh. If he, like Carl, you just said you think he might end up staying a 49er. If that happens, I'm never going to be able to talk about receiver rumors again because I feel like you're just going to be ready to go with it. Ayuk was on the market and didn't leave.
Debo asked for a trade. He didn't get traded.
I need him to get traded just for my own sanity in the future of being able to think, okay, this guy actually could get traded.
Yeah, they don't move much.
Right.
All right. So, Carl, what do you see about this group, these receivers? You've been impressed by Keon Coleman in his first training camp here?
Yeah, I've liked what I've seen so far. He's fit the bill so far in terms of athleticism, playing above the rim. The social media clips, I know the other day, the one over Christian Benford was definitely encouraging to see. The group as a whole, though, I think will find a way to make it work. And when I was driving down here today, I was just thinking about the receiver room. And I think Mac Hollins is the one who's kind of taking me by surprise, not because he doesn't wear socks and shoes and that's his own thing. But I think he brings something to the table that is unique to how offenses run in 2024. Think of 15 years ago, everyone wants to run spread offenses, get the little guys on the field, spread you out, go east and west. Defenses come back and say we're going to get smaller, a linebacker and safety. One way that I've seen offenses do over the past 2-3 years or so to clap back at that, how about we get these bigger receivers, put them in the slot so they can dig out some of those nickels, those safeties, and help out in the run game a little bit. Think about what the San Francisco 49ers, Juan Jennings, Josh Reynolds in Detroit last year, Puka Nacua, all these bigger guys. Who, when you bring him on the field, you're like, hey, man, he can run routes, but he can also be a quasi tight end and be that type of guy. Mac Hollins, I think, is going to play more than people expect, and that type of role is infectious. Once you see a guy do that in the receiver room, you're not going to be the guy on film on Monday morning like, man, Mac Hollins was blocking downfield, and I just olayed a guy.
Yeah.
I think that's infectious and contagious to the rest of the room. He's going to be maybe not the top five reasons why the Bills are successful this year, but it will be one of, for sure.
Yeah, it's almost like, you know, as you say that, I'm thinking about all the times you heard, think about Kincaid like a receiver. You're almost saying think about Hollins like a tight end in some way. In some of these big slots that they have. And Keon Coleman, a lot of the pre-draft stuff was the idea that he might be one of those big slots. that might be his best role. I'm not sure that's what the Bills are going to use for him, but that's something that people think he can do quite well.
And I get it. Receivers get paid because they catch the ball, catch touchdowns, and get open. But down the list, of when you look at the best offenses in the league, A.J. Brown's not scared to get his face dirty and get in there and block. When you think about the Rams, the 49ers, the Lions, the Dolphins are their own little beast, but they tend to tail off in the end of the season for a reason. The receivers tend to block a little bit better, and I think that's something that will carry over this year. I know it's not sexy to talk about receivers blocking, yeah, but I think it is important.
Is it kind of the overall, though, maybe of their last two off seasons with 12 personnel as an idea, and then also the receiver point that we're talking about here that, like, I don't necessarily want them to run the ball a lot, but I feel pretty comfortable about their ability as a run team, and maybe that's because, right, like, you've got Kincaid and Hollins and Coleman. You have these bigger bodies that are going to be blocking corners.
Yeah, I don't know about the volume of rushing attempts going up, but the effectiveness will go up. When you're a defense and you see a Mac Hollins on the field, you're like, oh, 11 personnel, three receivers, let's roll our nickel out there. Well, the Bills are like, hey, we trust Mac Hollins against a lot of backers. So we have confidence that we can run our version of 12 personnel with him on the field. So I think that's something that parlays. There's a lot of teams that run 12 personnel in general. That usage is going up regardless. Yeah. But that's their version of it a little bit.
What kind of defense – we talked with Chris Brown a half hour ago. We talked about how the Jets gave the Bills – have given the Bills more problems defensively than any other team they face. I agree with that. And, you know, schematics of it I might not know. Whenever the Bills play the Jets, the way I see it is the Jets play the Bills like we're not at all afraid of your skill players in any way. You know, Diggs is Diggs, but after that, the Jets have no fear of the Bills. They kind of do whatever they want. I wonder with this group, if you think there's a type of defense, a type of team, whether it's the Jets, whether it's another one out there. I mean, the Chiefs just had a great defense last year. Is there a type of defense you think could give this team a lot of trouble?
The Chiefs, under the old iteration, when they had L'Jarius Sneed and Trent McDuffie, we'll see. I know the Chiefs do a really good job of developing DBs, so we'll see if they can develop another L'Jarius Sneed. But last year, they had two otherworldly corners where you can literally say, hey, go guard your guy. We'll worry about everything else. So if you think a Dalton Kincaid and Keon Coleman or Curtis Samuel are your best guys to get open, we'll throw McDuffie on you, we'll throw L'Jarius Sneed on you, and we dare someone else to get open and make a play. And if they do it, I want to do it on first down, second down, third down. We're going to get in your face. We saw what they did to the 49ers in the Super Bowl, who kind of play the same type of everybody eats mantra, except they got all pros to do it.
Studs.
So that type of style of defense where the DBs aren't scared of anyone. There's not a lot of defenses like that, though. The trend in 2024 is more zone, more passive. Keep playing an umbrella shell. But when you run into the postseason, you run into those really, really darn good defenses for sure.
How about on the Bills defense and at corner for them? We just had, referencing the Chris Brown conversation, he said if Elam keeps playing in the preseason like he does in camp, how do you not start him? He's been that dynamic. And it's tough, right, because – I saw another graph this weekend, like separation prevented last season, where Benford's like one of the five best guys in the league. And Douglas, of course, had an amazing second half. So how do you see their corner room right now? And that might be the number one position on the team to say, hey, good problem to have, because it feels like there are three guys that you'd all want to see on the field.
Great problem I have. Obviously, as my background as a DB, I just get goosebumps every single time I'm going out there and watching the DBs for sure. But I don't know. On one hand, though, I do think of the locker room, and I know that's from our perspective, we don't know what's going on in there. But if you're Bobby Babbage and Sean McDermott, who's someone who's played Christian Benford the past 2 years and has done a darn good job out there, how do you just relegate him to the sideline when you say, hey, I saw what Kyrie Elam did for 3 months? That's tough to go over in the locker room to a certain extent. But I'm seeing the same thing Chris Brown has seen over the past 2 months or so, man. Kyrie has really looked different as a cornerback out there. He looks more confident. Mm-hmm. And I think the one thing that I point to, you know how they say a confident quarterback has quiet feet? The same thing goes for a cornerback. When you watch him at the line of scrimmage, he's not as panicking as much. He's just kind of just reacting a little bit. And you can tell with his play, and there's not as many – he had a couple PIs here, but they're not as bad as what they were his first 2 years here. Those were pretty rough.
Do you feel like, as a former defensive back, do you feel like it was a mistake – is it his rookie year they put the oven mitts on him or whatever because he's getting too grabby? Like, it's on some level, that's embarrassing. You know, I know you're trying to steer him in the right direction, but I think one of the things about Elam has been how he was coached, because that is something that is different this time. He is a different position coach, and could that be part of what's at work about getting the best out of him?
I haven't talked to Kyrie about this specifically, but I do think there is something to being overcoached. I think that especially at that position where it's so mental. I know that everyone thinks about the freakish athletic gifts that you need to play cornerback, and I get it. To be one of those guys, you do need to be a dude. But it's so mental because you're going to get beat. The technique isn't going to work every single down, but you have to fall back on that even when it doesn't work or when it's not successful, because it's more about the process than the production at corner specifically, because you can have 9 great plays and no one here is going to notice, but the one time that your technique falters, we are going to notice. So that is – it is – I will say with a new coaching staff, he might be giving him a little bit more freedom. Like, hey, man, I don't want you to be as rigid at the line of scrimmage or thinking about all these things. Play to your technique. Play to what you're strong at. And we'll worry about everything else when we get back to the film room.
Yeah. Is it also, too, with him, like, there's this natural I wonder how you would think about the term ball hawk mentality on that, because they kind of already have that with Douglas on the other side. He's been that his whole career. And I don't know, just, like, in my mind thinking, man, if Elam – and this is no slight to Christian Benford at all. And he's had some picks, too. He had one in the Week 18 game against Miami. But, man, the plays Elam makes, the plays Douglas makes, if you can get him to have this level of consistency where you have 2 corners on the field at all times that can take the ball away, like, that is something that is very different from Bills' corners of past years.
Yeah, for sure. The Rasul Douglas thing is all mental. I mean, the way he plays cornerback, I'm like, dude, I don't know why you did that or how you had the courage to do it, but shout out to you for even trying that. And I think that that comes with time. Some guys are just born like that. And think about Marcus Peters all those years. He was getting beat a lot. But you know what? In his mind, he was like,
yeah,
I'm going to go get an interception.
Is Trayvon Diggs a little bit of this in Dallas?
Same way. Same type of just quick play mentality. Take chances, and it is what it is. It takes a cornerback's coach and a DC to have faith in you and be like, all right, man, like, I'll be okay with you playing this style because I have faith that you can take the ball away. But some coaches are a lot more rigid. I mean, I've played under coaches in my day that are the same exact way.
They have a quarterback that plays that way sometimes, you know? Like,
yeah.
Go out there and do your thing, man. You're going to make some mistakes, but we'll live with it. So, do they have enough pass rush, this team? And do you are you seeing what we all hope to see out of Vaughn, which is, you know, a return to maybe – be what he is.
I think that's my biggest concern through camp so far. The receivers aren't really a big concern for me. I think they'll figure out a way. As long as you have 17 back there, you'll get into the party, like the postseason. I don't know how long you're going to be boogieing on the dance floor, but you're going to get to the party with Josh Allen as your quarterback. How long we're going to be boogieing is based off the pass rush. And as we've seen over the past 4 or 5 postseasons here in Buffalo, that's kind of been the biggest drawback. They haven't been able to get to Joe Burrow. They haven't been able to get to Patrick Mahomes in. Von Miller looks more athletic. I think some of that is the brace being on. I mean, you ever try to turn a corner with a brace on, it ain't the easiest thing in the world. It is also hard at camp because they're not touching Josh Allen. I mean, no one wants to touch him. No one's trying to lose 9 figures back there. But that's my biggest concern, and however they alleviate that, whether that's bringing more pressure with Matt Milano and Terrell Bernard, whatever the case may be, he looks better. I just don't know if it's the Hall of Fame bomb that they brought in 2 years ago.
Carl Jones, WIVP, Channel 4 in Buffalo. All right, 9-3 for Cuse. Joe, if you want to take off, that's fine. 9-3, Fran Brown. We went out and got all these transfers, stud players. Kenny Coach is the question.
And does that even matter? Because I just talked about this in the break with someone. In the ACC, if you're just an amazing recruiter – and maybe you're leaving something's lacking coach-wise, can that still work in the ACC?
You look at Miami, they've recruited really well, and they haven't really been great. Now, the expectations in Miami are a little bit different than upstate New York.
Okay.
I'm excited, though. Like, I'm not saying this because I'm an alumni. I'll be excited about anything, but the proof is in the pudding with college football especially. Man, recruiting goes so, so far, especially with the guys that they brought in. No Clemson this year, no Florida State. I'm an Ohio guy, so I watched Kyle McCord last year with Ohio State. Whatever shortcomings he may have, don't think those would be exposed in the ACC.
Yeah.
Rondé Gadsden, losing him last year kind of derailed the offense. He was huge. I mean, he's an NFL guy.
Yep.
I don't know what position exactly, but he's going to play on Sundays next year and for the foreseeable future. Deuce Chestnut comes back from LSU, however that situation transpired. I'm actually really, really excited, and once again, you only go West Coast once, so you go out to Cal. Hopefully we can take them down. You get Miami at home late in the year. There's a little bit of a stretch in the middle of the year that you're like, all right, stay healthy through on that. But no, Clemson and Florida State is huge.
Are you playing the college football game?
Oh, I'm not playing the college football game. Listen, I went to bed at like 2 a.m. last night. All right, Syracuse, we're on our second natty already. We're doing our thing.
Wow.
Yeah, we're balling. Listen, I love the game. I've talked to a couple of the Bills players. They're excited as well. I mean, part of the reason I'm playing because I didn't get the privilege of being it. Like the years that the game was gone, I was supposed to be in it. Wasn't fortunate enough to be in the NFL, so I was never going to be in that. But that's I'm reliving my dreams as if I was still in college again, man, for sure.
Yeah.
Can you create yourself?
Nah, not this year. So, I mean, you can do a Road to Glory, so I can do like a
– Okay, yeah, sure.
But I'm at quarterback. Like, it's a little different. Like, I didn't
– Yeah.
My quarterback dream stopped in eighth grade, so I don't know if that's me for sure.
Does 9 wins get them in the playoff? They probably need
– No.
11? 10?
ACC, because the schedule's not as strong, you'll need – I would say 11.
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably.
That's going to be tough.
The idea of getting it – I mean – the playoff.
12 get in. I mean,
it's 12. I mean,
there's not going to be 12 11 win teams, but there's going to be how many 9 win SEC teams,
right?
That, yeah.
Like, are you taking a 9 win LSU or an 11 or a 10 win Syracuse? That's going to be the.
See, everyone that said we're not going to have debates anymore about, like, that right there, that will be a full day.
Because, I mean, if you're the SEC and the Big Ten, I want four of my teams in no matter what every single year. We're playing a darn near NFL schedule every weekend. No offense to you, ACC and Big 12, like, y'all playing darn group of five teams from our perspective. So, yeah, the debate didn't stop once they went to 12. It's going to get bigger and better.
Yeah. Carl Jones, thanks, man.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate
always
it.
A pleasure. We'll get a break in. Practice rolling in about 15 minutes.
One little update. We just saw on the turf field over here, Andy Isabella was warming up with like a sleeve on his
leg.
Okay,
good news.
So he
news.
Looks like he'll be
out
there.
He was carted off on Monday.
Right.
And left with trainers. All right, very good news. Jeremy and Joe live from St. John Fisher. Back in a moment here on WGR.
Smith on the burst. And Smith might get there. Smith does get there. And Germany have been speared by the Trident. What is it about this US team? As in the quarterfinal, they will always find a way.
For the first time, US subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
That was Olympic women's soccer, right? Yesterday. Extra time victory over Germany. The U.S. has 24 gold medals, China 22 gold medals. So the gold race is a little close. Total medals, though, U.S. way up, 86, China 60. I don't know, what's the best of what's left? The basketball? The women's golf?
Breaking.
When is breaking?
Friday? Yeah.
Well, they close with that, huh? We're throwing stuff still. Javelin throw, hurdles, and then the volleyball. That's the best thing that's left. Volleyball on TV. Volleyball should be more popular than baseball, if we're being real. Shouldn't volleyball be like in arenas, teams we follow, trades? What's wrong with volleyball? Volleyball, I love watching volleyball on TV. It should be like a professional sport. What does that sound?
Is there a helicopter?
I believe there is a helicopter.
How big is it? Who's landing?
I don't know. It sounds like one of those.
I'm going to go look. You
double,
talk for a second.
All right. It sounds like one of those double-bladed military helicopters of some sort. We are under a pavilion, so we can't just look up and see it. It sounds like it's getting closer.
It is. I just became that meme. You seen it where on College Game Day, Pat McAfee and everyone look like, hey, look, it's a stealth fighter. And
that was a funny clip. Last year, College Game Day.
And they can't not look at it.
Yeah.
Like, I just became that. Like, oh, check it out.
He just, McAfee interrupted Chris Fowler, who was in the middle of whatever, to be like, that's a stealth bomber.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah.
All right. Training camp, here we are. We're out here at camp. And today and then tomorrow. And that wraps it for us. Oh, for the Bills, rather. We're coming back after today.
You think we'll be here more than a couple more years?
At Fisher?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
You think they won't change it when the new stadium opens?
I don't.
Okay.
No, I mean.
I guess there's real no difference to the practice fields, right? Like, they might move them. We'll see. That's probably so far down the road when they get to stadium stuff. But
I mean, we talked to McDermott about it. He flat out said any idea that he doesn't like it. It's never been true. He likes it all the way. So,
yep.
Yeah, I think we'll keep coming. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 if you want to join us. Sigmund Bloom suggests, because the Patriots are out, that maybe the Steelers could get Ayuk for a discount and not give up a first-round pick.
Wow. The Niners, you can't do that if you're the Niners.
Right, there's a point in time where if you're the Niners, you just can't do it.
It just doesn't make sense.
Or if you're another team. I'm going to make fantasy football comparisons all day. I don't care. You're telling me the best you're going to get for that, I have to step in and give up a first-round pick. I'll do it. I'll do it because I can't allow this guy to go for a second.
But is the player making that difficult for them?
Right, because he just wants to go to Pittsburgh.
They probably, almost, not even probably, they definitely have offers on the table right now for first-round picks. Right? Cleveland or New England. Maybe there's another team. I don't know. Don't we think those two teams, their offers included first-round picks? I mean, if New England's receiver they're offering was Kendrick Bourne, then what comes with that to get Brandon Ayuk? A first. And they couldn't get it done because he didn't want to go there. Ayuk's going to make this tough for them, but, man, this is one where, sports teams in general normally fold in situations like this.
Yep.
Hey, guy wants to be traded. What do they typically do? They trade him. And, I don't know, I don't always want to subscribe to that. You don't have to trade him.
No, you definitely don't.
You got to then endure the headache, but endure the headache. You're going to get value out of that at the end of it. He's not going to lose value as a player. I mean, you're going to lose contract control, but you still got two franchise tags if you want after this. You could tag and trade next year. Like, you don't have to trade him now or you lose him for nothing. So for me, the Niners caving would just be for a second-round pick in Calvin Austin.
Be terrible.
Like, at that point, I would rather go ahead, sit home. I'm not trading you for a second-round pick in Calvin Austin.
Right. If I'm in San Francisco, what I'm saying they should do is sign him to an extension. And they definitely have the money to do it because you always have the money in the salary cap. Maybe don't extend. How old is Trent Williams? He's the 10th best player in football. I get that. Okay, fine.
They extended McCaffrey earlier in the offseason.
They can cut Debo after next year for a cap hit that's manageable.
Right.
And when you extend Ayuk, you can make his cap hit like $4 million for the first 2 years. So I think that they're kind of silly for trading him. But, you know, here we are.
Next year, I mean, they've got some monster cap hits, no doubt. Like, they can be massaged. Trent Williams, $34 million next year at age 37. Man, him wanting more off that is kind of wild. Fred Warner at 29 years old, a linebacker, $29 million. That's a massive cap number, by the way. That's their cap hit next year.
Yeah.
Jason Hargrave. How about that? Their three highest-paid players next year, all above $28 million. Left tackle, linebacker, defensive tackle. Maybe don't pay every single player at every single position along the way to have yourself cost you a player like this. Debo next year is $24 million, and that is going to be the one. Can't you just get to next year? Can't you just go one more year with all these guys together, and then in a year you decide we're going to move 29-year-old Debo Samuel, not 25-year-old Brandon Ayuk?
Right. Like,
to me, they're just not prioritizing the right player. This is not the player that you've paid 7 of 7 so far of like your important players, and the first guy you're going to say no to is Ayuk at a premium position.
Yeah, arguably like, the best one.
The Bills were in a spot for years where they paid everybody, right? Like they paid White, they paid Dawkins, they paid Knox even. They paid everybody. Who was the guy they eventually said, okay, we can't do that
Tremaine
one?
Tremaine Edmonds,
who was a very good player. But middle linebacker is not a premium position like wide receiver is. And to me, the Niners just, this is not the age and the position that you want to, okay, now we're going to say we can't do this.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 to join us. Jeremy and Joe live from St. John Fisher. The Olympics rolling along.
Would you try, if we waited too long to get to the Arizona Cardinals burrito that they're offering?
They have a cotton candy burrito.
A cotton candy burrito that I believe is stuffed. Is it stuffed or is it wrapped?
Yeah.
With
okay.
Fruity pebbles?
They have 50 new food options at the stadium in Arizona.
Yep.
One of them is a cotton candy burrito.
Yes.
That is exactly what it sounds like.
Ice cream and candy wrapped in cotton candy.
Yeah, yeah.
So the middle is ice cream and candy, and then the shell is cotton candy.
Cotton candy flavored ice cream and fruity pebbles, Fruit Loops, marshmallows, Skittles, mini M&Ms, gummy bears, and sprinkles in a cotton candy shell. I would eat that.
I would
at least take a bite. I would not want to eat the whole thing. Some of their other...
No, the whole thing would be holy cow.
They have a chicken and waffle sandwich. They have... Meatball hoagie on a stick.
Sounds good.
They're introducing gluten-free and vegan pizza. Vienna beef jalapeno cheddar dogadilla.
What is that?
Who knows?
That sounds... Imagine getting that for dinner and then washing it down for dessert with your candy burrito.
Yeah.
That's stuffed with ice cream. You'd be asleep by the end of the game.
This is one thing eventually we will learn about the new Bills Stadium is how the food options will be immensely better. Right,
they're gonna have a different food vendor too, right? They signed a different deal with a different company,
yep.
So that'll be new. We'll see what that looks like.
Yep.
Are they the same people that are doing this cotton candy burrito?
I don't
know the answer to that question. I'm just wondering.
Yeah, good question.
Wondering. Yeah, new stadium food should be like this. Give me some crazy options that I can't get anywhere else, and I'm in. This burrito, I mean, it looks like it's the size of my head. It's enormous.
It is.
This has to be...
It looks like...
Are they selling this whole thing?
It kind of looks like a sleeping bag, the way that it's wrapped up.
Yeah.
Like, it's cotton candy in a burrito shell and big enough to look like you have a fleece blanket on your couch. It rolls up.
Yeah.
It's like a fleece.
Do we think, though, if I go to the Cardinals game and I go to the stand and order a cotton candy burrito, am I getting this whole thing?
Yep.
Or am I getting, like, a slice of it?
No, you're getting the whole thing. A burrito's a burrito.
This is not any old burrito. This thing's got to be 8 pounds. Maybe it's not that much. It looks like it's 8 pounds.
It looks
like it's pretty compact.
What's it cost? We have that story yet?
I don't. It's probably going to be like $29 or something.
We're going to work on that.
Well, some of them. Did you see the updated Falcons concession prices? They upped like a hot dog there instead of $2, now $2.50.
Okay.
The Falcons are notorious for like they have the cheapest concession food at their new stadium, like in the league. And we'll see. I'm not betting on that for the new Bills Stadium. but we'll get there.
803-0550, if you want to call us, you know, you can. 1-888-550-2550. What else didn't we get to today that we've been meaning to get to?
Let's see.
We got to depth chart season. Oh, I know, joint practices. The Bills are the Bills are going to have one joint practice with Pittsburgh. That's going to happen. Maybe they'll be practicing against Brandon Ayuk. Here's a question for you, or a statement.
Okay.
I'm not a football coach. I'm not a GM. I'm just a guy who talks about football sometimes. Why are we doing these things? The Lions and the Giants. The Lions and the Giants had three fights in 3 minutes. Joint practices exist solely so these teams can fight each other. Because if you fight during a game, what are you going to get? Fined, suspended, flagged, kicked out. If you fight at practice, we saw this. Aaron Donald swung two helmets at an opponent and was not suspended because it was practice. Because it was just these joint practices are just fights.
Is that a bad thing, though?
What's the benefit?
I mean,
does the league enjoy having it look like these guys care a lot? Is anyone thinking that they don't care enough?
Well, I'm wondering if they're going to fight anyway. Why not line them up against players on another team?
Because they don't fight as much. You might get two fights during the entirety of training camp.
Have we had one out here, by the way, yet?
We've had a couple dust-ups.
Not quite a fight.
You don't have Malik Nabers throwing haymakers at a Lions defensive back. They fought three times in 4 minutes. And then, okay, I got to find this. It was pointed out maybe by Connor Rogers or Connor Orr that there were three fights at the practice. And then they played Limp Bizkit's break stuff. As if they're trying
That's what I mean.
They're trying to start more fights.
It's hockey. It's hockey. It's like, okay, we're going to have fights, and there's kind of a penalty for this, but not really because we enjoy it because it makes the fans happy.
It is the only place where you can – it's like a lawless land. It's like these practices are taking place in international waters. And here you can fight. This is fine.
Yeah. Right. It is the one place – it's the one place on Earth where a football player can swing a helmet at an opponent and or at somebody else and not – get in trouble for it. If they did it off the football field, they would get suspended for the personal conduct policy. If they did it on the field, it would be Myles Garrett, and they would get suspended for, you know, indefinitely.
Yeah.
What I mean, though, is, like, maybe the fights aren't part of it, but do they want that energy out of their players? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. They can't hate it that much because they keep doing it.
I know.
And they know there's fights all the time. Like, they're ready for it.
Crazy. Josh Allen has a mustache.
Yeah, the mustaches are in.
We're back to mustache Josh Allen.
Yep. Is that weird to you? The mustaches are, like, they're back? Or is this just like the natural cycle where they kind of have a comeback every, like, 10 years?
I guess I didn't know they went away.
I think they kind of went away. At least with my demographic, they went away. But they're definitely back now.
Mustaches are back.
Mustaches are back.
Okay.
Yep.
Welcome back, mustaches. I didn't know they were gone. When are mutton chops coming back? Let's do some mutton chops.
Mutton chops. What's the next comeback? Mutton chops? Because the mullet's already had its comeback.
Yep.
We're in the middle of that right now, I believe. What else? Like the poofy 80s hair? That's not for coming back, right?
We'll get to Extendo Sports. I've been alerted to the existence of a Hail Mary in handball.
I didn't know that was
I don't know what that's going to look like. I'm going to try and find that clip. See if we can get that to you. Jeremy and Joe, Extendo Sports, and then the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show coming up here on WGR.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550, 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
There's a long, lengthy story that got posted this morning at ESPN.com. Tim McManus and Jeremy Fowler both contributing to it about a disconnect between Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni in Philadelphia.
Mm.
Team Soros said, even when we were 10-1, everyone was walking around like their dog died. All year, instead of having fun playing, it was, oh my gosh, we lost the Super Bowl. ESPN spoke with several sources who detailed a prolonged strain between Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni, with one source with direct knowledge that I'm describing the relationship as fractured and unhealthy last season.
Okay.
There is hope new offensive coordinator Kellen Moore can bridge the gap between the two. Man, if you're... Should it ever be the responsibility of an offensive coordinator? Like, hey, you need to make the quarterback and the head coach be able to work together. Like, that seems like... That's your plan? Your coach and your quarterback don't get along, and your plan is the OC is going to mend it? That seems like a strange plan to me.
If you look at the Eagles last year, was their last good day the day they beat the Bills? They fell apart.
Yeah.
It all fell apart.
And, like, this story is saying, like, even when they won that game, they probably were still like, yeah, things still aren't right here.
After beating the Bills in overtime that day, I got to find their schedule here. Here we go. They lost to the Niners 42-19. They lost to Dallas 33-17. They lost at Seattle. They beat the Giants by 8 at home. And then they lost to Arizona and the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
They fell apart. They had just beaten, how about this? The Eagles had just beaten the Cowboys, Chiefs, and Bills. And then went 1-5. That's incredible.
Yeah.
Didn't we watch that team all year and say they're 10-1, they're not that good?
Yes, absolutely.
Their wins were by 5, and 6, 14, 3, 9.
Yep. And it sounds like they knew it.
Yeah.
It sounds like they knew it. There's another part in here about training camp this year, how you can still see signs that it's still not a good relationship. Hurts got asked about Sirianni at camp. The question was, what have you noticed about Nick being open-minded to change up the offense like he has? What does that say about him? It hurts. That is a leading question.
Yes, it is.
What did Hurts say? He said, paused, then laughed, and said, quote, I mean, that's a great question. I don't know. I don't know that I know the answer to it. Like, these two are not getting along, man.
Yep.
And they brought him back and fired the other coordinators?
And they went to a Super Bowl.
Where can I bet on him to be the first coach fired?
They went to a Super Bowl and lost on a pass interference call.
Yeah. I mean, Sirianni, I mean, he's kind of local, right? Jamestown guy?
Yep.
He's kind of a goon, right? You ever see him, like, how he acts on the sidelines? He's also got that hired goon that got in a fight with a Niners linebacker. I don't know. I feel like I'd want to check some odds on him being the first coach fired. He wouldn't be the favorite.
No. I did enjoy last year watching the Eagles get walloped by San Francisco.
Yeah.
I mean, they made the Super Bowl because they beat a team without a quarterback when Purdy got Tommy Johned in the playoffs.
Yep.
Hey, Friday foursome. Don't forget, you can still register for the Friday foursome with Encore Golf. That's right. How do you do it? You go to WGR550.com and enter to win. We draw a winner every Friday, announcing a lucky winner who gets to experience the excitement of playing golf at one of Western New York's finest courses, including Seneca Hickory Stick, Lockport Country Club, Diamond Hawk, Cloverbank Country Club. Plus, you receive a box of Encore Golf Balls, $25 gift certificate to Encore Golf, and a one-year basic membership to Club Encore. Enter at WGR550.com for your chance to win. Brought to you by Labatt, pristine, refreshing Pilsner. Please enjoy responsibly. And Encore Golf, you just became a better golfer. It must be 21 plus to enter. I'm talking to you guys out there listening. Can you believe that I'm playing golf with Joe later today, and he had the nerve to bring up my current affliction in the golf world, the Hazel Rocket S-words? Can you believe he brought it up?
I didn't say the S-word.
Who does that to a person?
I didn't say the S-word.
What kind of monster does that?
I'm reverse jinxing.
I should even play.
You should thank me when you don't hit one because I reverse jinxed this.
What kind of psycho would do that to a person? All right. We're back tomorrow. I'm going to go out some practice and then play some golf.
It's bright out.
And then if I shoot the best round of my life, I'll thank him. I don't expect that to happen, though. All right. Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show coming up.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
WGR.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550, 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
There's a long, lengthy story that got posted this morning at ESPN.com. Tim McManus and Jeremy Fowler both contributing to it about a disconnect between Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni in Philadelphia. Team source said, even when we were 10-1, everyone was walking around like their dog died. All year, instead of having fun playing, it was, oh my gosh, we lost the Super Bowl. ESPN spoke with several sources who detailed a prolonged strain between Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni, with one source with direct knowledge that I'm describing the relationship as fractured and unhealthy last season.
Okay.
There is hope new offensive coordinator Kellen Moore can bridge the gap between the two. Man, if you're... Should it ever be the responsibility of an offensive coordinator? Like, hey, you need to make the quarterback and the head coach be able to work together. Like, that seems like... That's your plan? Your coach and your quarterback don't get along, and your plan is the OC is going to mend it? That seems like a strange plan to me.
If you look at the Eagles last year, was their last good day the day they beat the Bills? They fell apart.
Yeah.
It all fell apart.
And like this story saying, like, even when they won that game, they probably were still like, yeah, things still aren't right here.
After beating the Bills in overtime that day, I gotta find their schedule here. Here we go. They lost to the Niners 42-19. They lost to Dallas 33-17. They lost at Seattle. They beat the Giants by 8 at home. And then they lost to Arizona and the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
They fell apart. They had just beaten, how about this? The Eagles had just beaten the Cowboys, Chiefs, and Bills. And then went 1-5. That's incredible.
Yeah.
Didn't we watch that team all year and say, They're 10-1. They're not that good.
Yes, absolutely.
Their wins were by 5, and 6, 14, 3, 9.
Yep. And it sounds like they knew it.
Yeah.
It sounds like they knew it. There's another part in here about training camp this year, how you can still see signs that there's it's still not a good relationship. Hurts got asked about Sirianni at camp. The question was, what have you noticed about Nick being open-minded to change up the offense like he has? What does that say about him? And Hurts, that is a leading question.
Yes, it is.
What did Hurts say? He said, paused, then laughed, and said, quote, I mean, that's a great question. I don't know that I know the answer to it. Like, these two are not getting along, man.
Yeah.
And they brought him back and fired the other coordinators?
And they went to a Super Bowl.
Where can I bet on him to be the first coach fired?
They went to a Super Bowl and lost on a pass interference call.
Yeah. I mean, Sirianni, I mean, he's kind of local, right? Jamestown guy?
Yep.
He's kind of a goon, right? You ever see him, like, how he acts on the sidelines? He's also got that hired goon that got in a fight with a Niners linebacker. I don't know. I feel like I'd want to check some odds on him being the first coach fired. He wouldn't be the favorite.
No. I did enjoy last year watching the Eagles get walloped by San Francisco.
Yeah.
I mean, they made the Super Bowl because they beat a team without a quarterback when Purdy got Tommy Johned in the playoffs.
Yep.
Hey, Friday foursome. Don't forget, you can still register for the Friday foursome with Encore Golf. That's right. How do you do it? You go to WGR550.com and enter to win. We draw a winner every Friday, announcing a lucky winner who gets to experience the excitement of playing golf at one of Western New York's finest courses, including Seneca Hickory Stick, Lockport Country Club, Diamond Hawk, Cloverbank Country Club. Plus, you receive a box of Encore Golf Balls, $25 gift certificate to Encore Golf, and a one-year basic membership to Club Encore. Enter at WGR550.com for your chance to win. Brought to you by Labatt, pristine, refreshing Pilsner. Please enjoy responsibly. And Encore Golf, you just became a better golfer. Must be 21 plus to enter. I'm talking to you guys out there listening. Can you believe that I'm playing golf with Joe later today, and he had the nerve to bring up my current affliction in the golf world, the Hazel Rocket S-words? Can you believe he brought it up?
I didn't say the S-word.
Who does that to a person?
I didn't say the S-word.
What kind of monster does that?
I'm reverse jinxing.
I should even play.
You should thank me when you don't hit one because I reverse jinxed this.
What kind of psycho would do that to a person? All right. We're back tomorrow. We're going to go out some practice and then play some golf.
It's bright out.
And then if I shoot the best round of my life, I'll thank him. I don't expect that to happen, though. All right. Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show coming up.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.